This is Mohammed Hussain, that's in my share Mazis, Professor of SSAN, Dr. for Dr. Myral on the service of January 26, 2013. Patient name is Shirley Henderson, that's S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, space H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth is 02281957. Please cover the primary care physician details. Dr. Everett Campbell and Dr. James Rowley from page 1 of October 25, 2012 chart. Period nosograph cardiac, no period nosograph reason for visit, follow up visit, period nosograph vehicle nosograph. We have the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Shirley Henderson in our cardiac today. Period as well, she's a very pleasant 55 years old African American lady with past medical history, significance for hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Coronary artery disease, status post multiple left heart catheterization. With the recent one done in October 12, 2011, showed patent RCA stents. As she has 2.0 times 9 millimeter and 3.0 times 15 millimeter stents in her RCA period. She also has a past medical history for brief artery disease, status post brief angiogram. She was done in February. Uh, 20, 2012, which showed non-obstructive brief artery disease. Period. She was also past medication for COPD, depression, rheumatoid arthritis, and osteoarthritis. Period. She's in our cardiac unit today for a follow-up with the period. Today, she said that she's relatively normal. However, she has been complaining of mild chest pain with a mild to moderate exertion. Period. She described it as a sharp pain. Non-radiating, infrequent, about 3 out of 10 in the intensity period. Also, the patient complains of shortness of breath. Mild to moderate exertion. Period. The patient also has an episode of fainting and syncope last month. She denies palpitation, lightheadedness or dizziness. Period. She denies abdominal presumption. Period. She denies any lower extremity pain. Intermittent claudication, scale calcium, varicose veins, period. She's found with her primary physician region and she's compliant with all her medication. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Please copy the past medical history from page 1 and page 2 of October 25, 2012 chart. Period. Next paragraph, past surgical history, second for number 1, multiple left heart catheterization, recent one done on October 12, 2011, period November, brief angiogram done on February 20, 2012, period number hand and foot surgeries. Period next paragraph, family history and contributing period paragraph, social history. The patient is an active smoker, she had a chronic history of smoking. Currently she smokes about half a pack a day. Period, she denies drinking alcohol, she denies drinking alcohol and she denies using illicit drugs. Period of paragraph allergies, the patient is allergic to penicillin and claritin. Period of paragraph cannabis medication, please cover the cannabis medication list from page 2 of October 25, 2012 chart and please add next number, vitamin D, 5,000 units, QD. Period. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs, vital pressure is 146 over 97. Her pulse is 100 beats per minute regular. Her weight is 130 pounds and her height is 5 feet 6 inches. Period. Please cover the normal physical finding tablet. Period. Nurse graph diagnostic investigation number one. EKG done on January 26, 2013. Showing ventricular rate of 82 beats per minute. Normal accident sinus rhythm. Otherwise, indeterminate EKG. Period. Next number. Please copy. The rest of the diagnostic investigation from page 3 and page 4 of October 25th, 2012 chart, except for the EKG. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, number 1. Coronary artery disease. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease that has post multiple left heart catheterization with the recent one done in October 2011, which showed an obstructive coronary artery disease and patent distents in the RCA. Period. Previously, the patient had two stents in the RCA of dimensions of 2.0 times 9 millimeter and 3.0 times 50 millimeter stents. Period. On today's visit, the patient was complaining of a mild chest pain. Period. Her recent stress test, which was done on July 11, 2012, showed small size, mild severity, anterior septal, completely reversible defect, consistent with infarction, deteriorated, typical of the distal LAD. Period. Due to the nature of the nature intensity of the pain, being mild, we will continue conservative management with medication alone. Follow up with her in the next follow up visit for reevaluation and possible consideration of intervention if required. Period. Meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication regimen. I will continue to follow. Period. Next number. Syncope. The patient has a history of syncopal episode on the last month's period. She denies having any lightheadedness or dizziness. Period. We ordered a carotid ultrasound for her syncope due to the patient having multiple risk factors for carotid disease. Period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit. The manager accordingly. Period. We also ordered a Holter monitor for a duration of 24 hours to check for any types of arrhythmias that may contribute to her syncopal episode. Period. Follow up in the next follow-up visit for reevaluation of the results. Period. Next number. Brief arterial disease. The patient has a history of non-obstructive brief arterial disease. This is post brief angiography, which was done on February 20, 2012, and showed non-obstructive PAD. Period. On today's visit, the patient denied any complaints of lower extremity pain with the medical education. Period. We'll continue to follow up with her regarding this matter on the next follow-up visit. Manager accordingly. Period. Meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication regimen. Period. Next number. Shortness of breath. On today's visit, the patient complains of shortness of breath and mild to moderate exertion. Period. The patient's recent echocardiography showed normal left ventricular systolic function, registered fracture of 60-65%. However, it did show that the diastolic field better indicating impaired relaxation, and there is mild aortic valve sclerosis without stenosis. Period. We'll continue to monitor her closely with serial 2D echocardiographies to be done every 6 months for regular, for assessment of any deterioration or progression in her disease. Period. We'll follow up with results from the next follow-up visit. Manage her accordingly. Period. Meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication regimen. Period. This number, hypertension. On today's visit, her blood pressure 146 over 97, which smiled a little bit at Pete. However, she said that her blood pressure is well controlled at home. Pete, she is to continue the same medication regimen if it is strictly close to lofotenin and continue to monitor her blood pressure in the next follow-up visit. Pete, next number, COPD. The patient has a history of COPD and she is to follow her appointment with the physician regarding this matter. Period, next number. Hyperlipidemia. The patient is a known case of hyperlipidemia. Period. Currently she is taking simple standard 20 milligrams QHS. Period. She is to follow her appointment with the physician regarding frequent lipid profile testing and LFTs and target LDL of less than 100 milligram per deciliter. Period. Next number. Smoking cessation. The patient is an active smoker and she currently smokes about half a pack per day. Period. We strongly advise her to quit smoking and offer the support in case she is willing to do so, as we consult her about the negative effects of her smoking. Period. We'll follow up with her in this regard on the next follow-up visit. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for now supervising the care of Mrs. Henderson. Period. The phone number being provided. Our phone has been provided for her to collect any questions or concerns at that time. Period. We'll see her back in our clinic in 1 month or so if necessary. Period. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue staying in primary care physician regarding the health care business graph. Thank you very much. This is the graph. I'm saying that I'm going to share my list, but it's your SSEIN. Medical student, Dr. Meyer. Please send the dictation.